Just a few halachot regarding Mutza'e Tish'a Be'av. The Ben Ish Chai in Perashat Devarim writes, V'sarich lizaher lebarech b'motza'e Tish'a Be'av birkat lebana b'simcha, that the custom is to make birkat lebana on Mutza'e Tish'a Be'av, and of course we always make the beracha b'simcha specifically on Mutza'e Tish'a Be'av. V'yomar b'chedveta deliba David Melech Yisrael Haivekayam. Since obviously, whenever we think about the Tish'a B'Av, we also think about the Geula. So therefore, it's proper when we get to those pesukim of David Melech Yisrael Haivekayam to say it with extra joy. Now, there is a question: can you make the Birkat HaLebana in non-leather shoes? Really, the halakha says you're supposed to dress up like you're greeting the Shekhinah. You're supposed to be mebusam, and you're supposed to have the fine clothes on. So then the question is it better to make Birkat HaLebana Birov'am, Hadrat Melech, with the people in the non-leather shoes, or to make it later on when you go home to put on leather shoes to make it more Mechubad? So the Mishnah Brura in Tafcha Vav Seif Katan Yud Aleph Nir'eh She'im Kol HaSibur Mebarechim Birkat HaLebana Miyad Ahar Tefilat Arbit Vehu Lavush Ne'alayim Shel Bad O Gumi Yachol Levarech Emahem שברובעם הדרת מלך אבל אם מברך ברכת הלבנה אחר כך בביתו ינעל תחילה נעליים של עור. So the Mishnah Berura rules, if you're going to make it with the Sibur, of course ברובעם is better, and therefore you can make it with the non-leather shoes. But if you're going to go home and make it after, for example, say it wasn't clear or whatever it was, then you should put on leather shoes first before you make the ברכת הלבנה. Also, there's a discussion amongst the poskim: should you eat something first before you make the Birkat HaLebana? Because they want you to make the Lebana b'simcha again, so they want you to maybe taste something. So really, there's a Chesed Alafim in the Tafka Vav that says that a person should try to taste something before the Birkat HaLebana. However, the consensus is if it's a choice between tasting something and making it Birov'am, Birov'am overrides it. So therefore, but that would be nafka mina for a person, let's say, didn't make it in Bet Knesset, he went home. So then the halakha would say, let him eat something first and then make the Birkat HaLebana.